Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag Save for the best in urban gospel music, Rhythm and Love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, The Update to keep you informed and inspired, and Covenant Walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows.
A very good evening, NPC and the church. My name is Isaac Katadiaba. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening and staying on the station. Today is a wonderful, nice day. It's already late in the night, but hey, this is Nightlight, so I'm always going to be here for you. I'm always going to be the one that keeps up at night to speak to you about things that hurt you, things that you're confused about, maybe things that have you confused about where your life is going or where you are going personally or where you're going yourself. I don't know. Most of us have things going on, but we really have no one to talk to about them. And please allow me, I would like to be that one person. But before we go any further, please allow me first pray for this session. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this wonderful day. Thank you so much for the gift of our lives. Thank you so much for each and everything we are able to do every day. And thank you so much for us. Thank you so much for this station. And thank you so much for the listeners. I pray that everything that comes out of this decision turns out helpful to the many people out there listening and the blessed souls who will run into it any time of their life. Amen. So guys, it has been a very, very, very long day and a long week at the same time. Tomorrow is Sunday, which means we are going to have our service in the morning. Service during holidays usually starts at 10 a.m. and it goes up to 1 p.m. like the usual service that we usually have. So tomorrow is special. Tomorrow is a day of receiving blessings, of being reminded about who we truly are in Christ. Being reminded, you know, most of us usually forget. You lose count, especially when the world is lying to you. When you think you need people to tell you who you are, you think you need people to show you how worthy of all the love you are. But I would like to take this moment to remind you that when Christ died for you, when Christ died for us, He opened the doors to our freedom. But sadly, we are the same people that hold ourselves back. Our freedom is right there. We have all the rights to get to it, take it, but we just don't. We choose to get approval from fellow human beings. We choose to be disturbed by the things that people say about us. And I have been one of those people usually. I be so disturbed by what people say about me. And I be wondering, do they know what they're saying? Why are they even saying that? But from now on, I promise, I've made peace with it, because there's a random lady also who talked about this particular situation. She said, if you don't want to be talked about, a person who doesn't want to be talked about goes back into their mother's womb. But hey, that's very difficult to do. Nobody can do that. You can't go back into your mother's womb. So you need to be ready to be talked about. When you do good things, they talk about you. When you do bad things, they will talk about you. When you do nothing, they will talk about you. So just get ready, because this world is always like that. Things happen, so please don't be carried away every time you hear people talking about you. Don't be disturbed. Don't get out of your comfort. Stay comfortable. Stay rooted in Christ. Because being rooted in the gospel means that your sense of self is not defined by culture, possessions, or achievements, but by God's finished work on the cross. Your worth and identity rest in Him, giving you an very unshakable confidence. When you believe and your confidence comes from Christ, you are strong and you fear nothing. You can't be shaken. And I know we all have trials of very, very many kinds. Very many kinds of trials. You go through this and that. You think this is not going to end. Me, myself, have been through stuff that I don't know if it was even going to come a time and pass. But here I am. Things are changing around me. Things are changing inside my head. Things are changing in my heart. Things I wasn't able to forgive and forget before are all of a sudden just getting out of my life. I think I'm getting there, getting where exactly I need to be. And you need to be doing the same thing as well. Because you see, forgiving is not that difficult if you give it time. And once you forgive, you learn that most of your peace has been tucked away from you in that forgiveness that you've not been doing. If you don't forgive, you won't get peace of mind. You won't get it. You simply won't get it. But if you forgive, trust me, things will go your way in millions of ways you'll never get to understand even. Which is where I am right now. I used to get confused, I used to get played whenever things were going on in my life. I used to get confused. I didn't understand faith, but I have learned that the gospel provides an anchor when life is shaking. Just as deep roots hold a tree steadily in storms, the truth of Christ's death and resurrection holds a better believer firm. Even when you are suffering, even when you have lost your dear ones, or even when you're getting persecuted. To be rooted in the gospel is to draw daily nourishment from Christ, producing fruit in character and conduct. This transforms believers from the inside out, reflecting the love, humility, and obedience of Jesus. Today's session, and for the days to come actually, we are going to be driven by Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20 is a very, very wonderful word. Very wonderful reminder a very wonderful reminder of who we are. And I would like to read it for you. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We are dead to our old sinful ways. I am dead to my old sinful ways. I am dead to my smoker ways. I'm dead to my hater ways. I am dead to each and everything I used to do back in the day. The jealousy I had. All of that is gone. The anger tantrums I used to throw and do stupid things because I am angry. All of that is gone. It's gone with the old me. And now I embrace this new me. The new me that forgives. The new me that looks up to Christ. The new me that is no longer scared of my imperfections. All that imperfection I've had, everything that seemed like it was running my life before, it's all powerless now. It's totally powerless. It has no power over me anymore. Thanks to Christ, I am safe now. But take a moment and think about it. All that stuff you hold on to, all that stuff you hold on to. Do you know that there is a lot you can do when you free yourself from all that baggage, that clutter you have in your soul? That anger that you hold on to, that unforgiveness. Isaac did something to you, but for you, you think it's fun to just hold on to it, keep it on your heart, and hate him forever for it. Isaac probably doesn't remember that he did that to you, but you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it like it's a blessing or something. Really? Guys, you need to give yourselves peace. You need to give yourselves peace. I was watching shorts some time back. It was actually in my mama's story. Shout out to you, mommy. I love you so much. Mommy Nakawiya Lydia, I love you very much. So on her story, there was Apostle Grace Rubega, who was in a sermon, wonderful sermon, and he was at this part where it says, there is a major sign that you have darkness in your heart if you don't forgive. And come to think about it, really, if you can manage to hold unforgiveness of all things, for you say, I will never forgive this guy. Like for ages, for a long time, you hold that anger, you hold that unforgiveness inside you. Trust me, that's darkness. That's darkness. That is darkness, utter darkness. Total darkness. But I would like to remind you, please love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love one another. Be tender-hearted. Love each other. Come on. You won't be that hard. You know, even me who's speaking to you right now, I've not been perfect, by the way. I've not been perfect. I've picked on people. I've chosen to stay away from some people, but I noticed the farther I went from them is the more uncomfortable I got. Like, I got really uncomfortable doing that. So lately I decided to give myself peace. Yeah. To give myself peace. To let myself go. To let myself live life. Because, hey, if you don't live life, who will do it for you. You're going to be angry. You're going to be with a heavy heart that has not forgiven, with a heart that is right there. And guess what? You'll be unhappy. Your friends will be happy. And for you, you'll be out there still crying about things that you shouldn't be crying about, okay? But you'll be right there still crying. Think about that. There's plenty of things you can change in your life, and you should start with forgiving. You see, once you forgive, you get this peace you never ever learn to explain in your life. I have people who got angry at me and decided never to greet me to that extent. You get angry at Isaac and you not greet Isaac. If Isaac greets you, you won't reply as a show of anger and unforgiveness. I hate that guy. That is a very bad place to be. Very, very bad place to be. And I pray to the Lord that I get the strength to be faithful, to believe for my daughter's health, to believe for my own destiny, to believe for the destiny of this country, to believe for the destiny of our church. I pray to God that I get strong enough to stand in my place, the exact place where I'm supposed to be. I pray to the Lord that He helps me open my eyes and have that faith that puts me exactly where I'm supposed to be. Because I think I've been cheating myself. Over time. But I'm starting to get back on it real quick. Getting back on it. Because hey, if there's anything I can confess to you, is that addiction to smoke is dangerous addiction. I was addicted to marijuana. I'm so glad I'm now clean of it. Now very, very clean of it. I feel normal now. I feel like things are starting to open up exactly how they're supposed to be opening up. I never even thought I would spend a whole day, later on months, without smoking marijuana. But now look at me, happy. Look at me doing my work exactly how I'm supposed to do it. I'm so calm and I love this. I love what Jesus is doing with me. And I hope that everybody out there that is struggling with addictions, people are struggling with pills, people are struggling with marijuana itself, people are struggling with cocaine, I pray that you get redeemed. I pray that those chains get broken. I pray that you learn to live comfortable inside your skin. I pray that you get stronger inside of your skin, in your nature. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back in a bit. Please don't go anywhere. This is NPC Online Church, NPC Radio. I love you so much. Don't go anywhere. I'll be here in a bit.
From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Yes, we are back. So we had a slight issue, but anyways, we are back. Where were we? So you see, our livestock just got misplaced and is out there straying in the dark. Poor animal doesn't know how to get help. So for the guys out there who are struggling, if you're out there struggling with weed, you're out there struggling with cocaine, you're out there struggling with alcohol, I pray that you get the strength to live away from all those addictions. Because everything that is holding you, everything that seems impossible right now, it can actually be broken down. You can actually be free from all that addiction. Can actually be free. And there is nothing good that comes out of alcohol, there's nothing good that comes out of smoking. Because I used to think there was this fun in it, I used to think there was this high, I used to love the high. But the more I looked at myself deteriorate, I was looking way darker, my skin was getting darker. I had this cough that was never healing, and I was always very unstable. In a day, I would find myself looking for that weed, in the middle of the day, I would go out there, just start hunting for weed non-stop. And it's not a place I want you to be. It's not a place I hope you can be. I really wish on my life that if you're out there struggling with weed, if you're out there struggling with all sorts of addictions, that you recover from this stuff. That you recover, get away from it, and live a happy life. Change your life, because it's never too late. It's not too late. It's not too late to recover from weed. Weed is bad. Weed messes up a lot of things inside your body. So many things go bad. Throat cancer, so much, name it. You have so much that comes to you. But it's really hard to admit when you're in that place of being the one that's smoking, right? It's very difficult because the devil wants you to do that to yourself. The devil wants you to keep smoking. The devil wants you to keep drinking. The devil wants you to carry on with all those stupid, funny habits that you have been doing. All those things you do to yourself, the devil wants you to do, wants you to do yourself like that. And in the end, you'll end up with nothing. All your time wasted, all your money wasted. But all for what? For a test of smoke that gets into your body and keeps asking you for more, while ruining your body at the same time. So guys out there, girls who smoke, please, please, please. You know, nzeke nyinyi ayogera ba obi wange bampitako kasigala. My obis, I used to hang out with my obis. And we used to take this taxi to go to town to have some fun. Have some fun in a party. We used to go to the nightclub together. Katinga wetuba tuyitao ku BAT. Baitao ku sigala. Awali MTN right now. These guys could say kano mukalike ku sigala. Kagala nyo sigala tukalike ku sigala. And that is how my life was going. I'm glad in the end I survived cigarettes, got away from them. And then weed gripped me along the way. All kinds of weed, expensive weed, cheap weed. All that stuff got to me. And to be honest with you, I never thought that I would live without weed. Trust me, I never thought so. That was something I thought was impossible because of the way I was getting used to it. But by now I know that weed is something you can all recover from. I know that weed can go away from your life. If you want it to go away from your life, weed can. Trust me, it's not your master. You are the master. But it makes you feel like it is in control, and if you don't get it, your life is doomed. But it's a lie. It's a lie. Because you are the master. You are the one who drives your body. You are the one that drives your body. And the more you let your body drive you, is the more you're going to find yourself in stupid addictions. You're going to find yourself doing stupid things. I'm actually also glad that I finally beat the habit of fornication. I beat fornication and all the thoughts that lead to it. I beat it all. In the name of Jesus, I conquered. And I'm now waiting on that one lovely lady that I'm going to get married to. The lovely lady that I'm going to marry in the end. She's the only one I'm waiting for right now. I'm God knows. I want to be so faithful to her. And I want to be a father to all of her children. It's not like I'm not a father. For those who don't know, I am a dad. I love my daughter. 5 years old, Astrid Chomchaka Tarieba. I love her so much. She's the love of my life, and she's the reason that I actually never stop. And since you asked, I would like to talk about her mother. Not in a way that abuses her privacy, of course. In a way that gets me understood by you out there who is listening right now. So my baby's mom, Kevin Renard Sime, I have nothing but pure emotions and love for her. She was there when she was. We had our happy moments. While we did have them, we had our child, and we had our downs as well. And today, I would like to take this moment to tell the world, to tell myself, and to tell God that I have let go of all the hate I had in my heart for her. It's all gone. It's all love now. For now and the times to come, for a very long time, it's going to be love. That is all there is going to be in my heart for her. And I know that is all I need for my daughter to become fine. Wholly fine, fully fine. It's all I need. It is all I need to do. Kevin Inatusime, please forgive me for everything I've done in your life. Forgive me where I've not been the perfect man that you needed. And I also forgive you for everything that you have done to me. Now my heart is free. My heart carries no hate. My heart carries no anger. And my heart carries no unforgiveness. I can proudly say, thank you, Jesus, for redeeming me. Thank you, Jesus, for reminding me that I am better than keeping old grudges in my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for your promise. Thank you, Jesus, for Galatians 2:20. Thank you, Jesus, for my life. Thank you, Jesus, for Astrid Chomchaka Tarieba. Thank you, Jesus, for Kevin Renard Tusime. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for Madame Rebecca Tsambira. Thank you for each and everything. And I know, Lord, that you who knows each and everything, you know what happened life between them, my family, and myself. And I know, Lord, that you forgave me. Give them a soft heart that can forgive my deeds and help them be free of all the anger they might have developed along the way because of my actions. I've I've learned that nothing can progress in your life. Nothing can move perfectly well if you do not forgive. For once you forgive, even the doors to your blessings open up widely, and your blessings come to you. Your blessings all come to you when you forgive and forget. But when you don't forgive, your blessings stay away from you. They stay locked away from you. All of them. Your blessings stay away. And now, I would like to remind you that you are children of God. And as children of God, we are called to love one another, to live in peace and harmony with one another, and to also support one another. No matter what, support one another as we go in this journey. I could speak all night. Tomorrow is a very, very busy day. It's a very busy day. It's a very busy day. And I must be on duty. I must be at my post in the morning to broadcast the service for you out there, for you people out there listening in, and for the ones who will be watching our service on YouTube. Thank you so much. I would like to take this moment to remind you that in January we are going to give in charity to the people in the rural areas of Luweero. We shall be going there. And if you'd like to be part of this cause, if you'd like to give something, be it money, be it something edible, if you have like bread, we could monetize it in the meantime. We save that money somewhere so that when the time comes, we buy the bread and go with it to the families out there. You know, there are things we take for granted but are really, 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 really big favors in other people's lives. For example, myself, I don't like bread that much. But there are people who don't eat bread. Like in a long time, there are people who see bread as something very cool. Now, let's do it for those guys out there. People don't see these things quite often. Let's be their heroes. Let's be the reason they believe in Christ. So ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to give to that cause, you can send the money or whatever kind of help you have to me on 076-332-917. If it's money, you add a reason for the sending. You add the reason as your name, and Luweero Charity is the code name we're going to be using for that money. I'll give it into the church. And we shall organize in 5 months, because January is 5 months away from now. 5 months, we shall be ready to go to Luweero. And we give a hand of love to God's people out there. Encouragement in their lives. We step up in their lives. Show them that the love of Christ actually exists and they need to get it, and it is free. All they need to do is accept, and it will be right there for them. Omani, before I got saved, I thought these things were mad difficult. I used to think to myself, now, how do guys pray like that? But I have learned to pray. I have learned. I've had to learn to pray. And I'm so glad that God is doing changes in my life, changes I needed in my life. He is doing them. And I know that what He has done in my life, He can do for you out there. What He has done in my life, He can do just the same and more in your life out there. Your life can change in a nick, like that quick, in a nick, in a snap of a finger. Your life can change in a blink of the eye. Your life can turn around from what you thought it was to something totally different. But you have to believe first. You have to believe for it. It's not something that will just come to you by force, like it won't force itself on you. It takes faith. It takes our own acceptance. It takes our own submission. Deep gospel roots protect against being swayed by empty philosophies, culture trends, or distorted teachings. A believer grounded in scripture can test every message against the truth of Christ. That is just for the mind. Think about, don't just follow every teaching, everything that comes around, because someone sounds like they are preaching, you just follow. Don't do that. Listen close, compare those teachings with the Word of Christ, and in that it means you have to read the Word of Christ to be able to compare that. So don't be lied to, don't be told doctrines, because people will want to tell you whatever they want to say to you, and they will assume that it's the truth. And even you who doesn't read the Bible, you don't read the Word of God, you just wait for other people to give it to you, they will give it to you the way they want it to come to you. So don't allow my friend, don't allow my sister, don't allow my brother. Refuse, 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 refuse. Don't accept to just go away. Don't accept to just be driven into all those sorts of things. Do not allow. Because you see, what you give life is what you're going to get for it. What you give to life is what you're going to get for it. So ladies and gentlemen, in these last few remaining minutes, I'd like to remind you of our theme verse once again. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Reading from the New Living Translation, it says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Verse 21, "I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless. For if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there was no need for Christ to die." Brothers and sisters, this is the Word of God. It comes from us here at NPC Online Church or NPC Radio to you out there. Discern. Differentiate. That's what I'm trying to say. Differentiate. Don't just go for all kinds of teachings just because they are teachings, just because it sounds like preaching. Don't just go. Discern. Think. Compare. Because there are so many sorts of gospel now. People are preaching in so many kinds of ways. So you need to stay on guard. Otherwise, you'll be driven into the fire by these evil people. And the final thought for you out there, as you're getting rooted in Christ, I would like you to know that just as roots constantly draw water for a tree's survival, believers rooted in the gospel continuously receive grace, renewal, and power from Christ. Without this rooting, faith dries up. So stay in the gospel, plant your roots in the gospel, and you keep getting the refreshments. You keep getting it all, and in the end, all the grace, the healing, the renewal, and the power that He gives us, you'll see your life turn around. It has been a wonderful nightlight session. We are the light of the night. We give you these nice Jesus vibes late night. And remember, you can always talk to us. You can always talk to us on WhatsApp. We have Signal 076-333-9917. You just put down the number. Send me a text. Send me a message. And I'll be right there for you. My friend has seen the Wilfred Rileba. I love you so much, bro. I have so many friends that I love, so many of them. And I wish all the best for them. So many friends. We're going to catch up very soon. Very, 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 very soon. Anyways, it was nice catching up with you guys here so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you very, very much. I always missed you guys, and I'm always going to be here for you. At least every night and every daytime, I'm always going to be here doing live shows for you. And you can get back to me. Don't be shy. Reach out on my WhatsApp. Remember to go to the website www.npcproductions.com/radio. And you can go there, or you can go to npcproductions.com/shows, and we shall be right there giving you more for the latest episodes. Everything is down there. Everything is down there. You can check out the pages separately because each show has a page. You can check us out on our website, yeah? And you get it and everything that the Lord has promised us to give you. So without any further waits, I would like to pray for the closure of this session. So I go get some rest and get back to my post in the morning, where I'll be broadcasting our service live on YouTube and on radio, which I'll be live on npcproductions.com as well. Thank you so much for listening. Please humble yourselves and do pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the happiness that you send into our hearts. Thank you so much for the strength that you continue to give us. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessings. Thank you, Jesus, for the abundance. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you continue to do for us when we are not looking even. Thank you, Jesus, for Nightlight. Thank you, Jesus, for NPC Radio. And thank you, Jesus, for the listeners out there. May they stay blessed. May they go to bed May your angels come down and protect all of us. May the angels protect us here at CWM. May they protect everyone in Uganda. May they protect everyone all around the world for your glory, Lord. And may we live for eternity, praising and worshiping your name, Lord. We have prayed all this in Jesus' name. Amen. My name is Isaac Katayeva. This is Nightlight. And I'm not going to go into the football terms right now. Trust me, I'm not going to talk about the football. This show is entirely about just happiness. Just happiness. I don't want to bring people's sadness into the picture. But for the record, so it's just a few minutes to Sunday, and Sunday means Liverpool plays Arsenal. I had to chip in the football a little bit, but please excuse me. I love football, so I'll always get it in, but not so much. I'll sneak it in a little bit. This is Nightlife. I love you guys so much. I love you guys very, very much. May the Lord bless you. We are the light in your night. Don't allow to be in the dark when there is Nightlight on MPC Online Church or MPC Radio. We love you very much. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to NPC Radio. The next program is coming up, and you should not miss it for anything. Shalom. NPC Devotionals. Light for your day, strength for your journey. From morning vibes to late night praise, NPC Radio's got you covered all day. We play the hits, share the word, bring the laughs, and lift your faith. Whether it's Saved, Rhythm and Love, The Update, or Covenant Walk, there's always something fresh, fun, and full of Jesus. Tune in now at npcproductions.com/shows, NPC Radio, where faith meets the beat.
Tired of the same old content? Same songs, same shows, same noise. Switch to NPC Radio now. Gospel hits that inspire, talk shows with real-life wisdom, testimonies that shake the soul, fresh, faith-filled content every week. NPC Radio, more than just radio, its purpose, its power, its truth. Tune in today at npcproductions.com/shows.
You're locked in to the home of spirit-filled content. This is NPC Radio. Catch hashtag Save for the best in urban gospel music, Rhythm and Love for those sweet Jesus melodies that move the soul, The Update to keep you informed and inspired, and Covenant Walk for all things marriage and godly relationships. Don't miss Testimony Time, where real people share what the Lord has done. And that's not all. There's so much more waiting for you at npcproductions.com/shows. This is NPC Radio, the power of faith on air and online.